With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Dairy producers have no place to send their milk, and in some cases, they're dumping their milk. Christy Spence is with Dairy West and says they've received calls from people who would like that milk to be donated or sent to food banks for the many people who are in need. But it's more complicated than that.
So there's a couple things going on. One is that product needs to be processed. So it can't go directly from the farm to a shelter or to a food bank. It needs to go to a processing plant where it's made into a product that we can consume. In many cases, the processing, you know, capacity is just at capacity. There's a lot of milk in the system right now with food service demand down and exports down. And as though demand in those markets has temporarily stalled, we're seeing just an excessive amount of milk here. And in some cases, that milk can be made into a product and stored. But things like butter and cheese, you know, we end up reaching a storage capacity of those. And in terms of fluid processing, there's only so much fluid processing or yogurt processing that a plant can handle. And once those plants are at capacity, there ends up being, you know, no home for the milk. And as a very last resort, it ends up being discarded.
The Dairy Farmers of America says they're working with food brands to try and increase their use of dairy products. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.